I have two emails this evening. First one is from a buddy, Carlton. Dear City Council members, my wife, Lisa Carlton, and I own or manage 120 apartments in Rockland, providing housing for several hundred residents in the city. At present, we have 40 plus units being rented at rates of $800 to $900 per month with all utilities included. The current market value for these units is $1,000 to $1,200 per month. We essentially subsidize these units as the current occupants cannot afford a rate increase. We are hands-on managers on call 24/7, shoveling snow, plowing driveways, mowing lawns, painting, and responding to our tenants' needs. Lisa and I are both natives and are proud of the fact that we've been providing safe, affordable housing in the city since 1986. We've worked diligently with local authorities, including the City Council, the Rockland Fire Department, Code Enforcement, and are honored to have a favorable relationship with the City of Rockland. Real estate is cyclical in nature and has closely followed energy prices over the last 10 to 20 years. Historically, average home values have increased by 3 to 4% annually. The unprecedented circumstances surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic have led to inflated home values in Knox County. Home values have soared with average increase of 22% per year since 2020. Real estate prices regionally and nationally are now declining. Of all the current listings on the MLS network, 30 to 40% of properties currently show reduced listing prices, indicative of home values trending down from their recent peak. We strongly oppose any untimely revaluation of property in Rockland for the following reasons. Potentially, 10 to 20% monthly rent increases throughout the city, a result that completely opposes the city's goal of ensuring affordable housing for its residents. Exacerbation of the financial strain on seniors who live on fixed incomes. Many seniors struggle to afford utilities, food, and high property taxes, even at current valuations. Third, potential for an imminent decline of property values consistent with current trends. For the above reasons, we feel it is the best interest of the city, its taxpayers, and its families to wait 24 months to allow for market stabilization and revisit the issue of revaluation at that time. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
Next one I have is from Bill Lewis. I live at 56 Talbot Ave in Rockland. I want to emphasize the importance of the city conducting a comprehensive revaluation and equalization of property assessments and the impact on city property owners of its kick down the road to whenever. The number of unequal and unfair assessments will continue to grow. The minimum assessment ratio will remain below the state required minimum, and Rockland taxpayers will continue to be financially penalized by the city's inaction in complying with the state law. Bottom line, property taxes will keep increasing with no end in sight. If you were to tell me 10 years ago that the city was planning to conduct a revaluation, I would have thought negatively about it and said to myself, well, my taxes are going up again. Well, that's not how I view it today after KRT visited and my fight for equity began. Why do I support the revaluation at this moment in time? Because not everyone is being assessed equally. After researching the laws and working to understand the process the city uses for doing property assessments, I realized that revaluation actually has the exact opposite effect of higher taxes. I want to identify some actual facts, black and white facts. Fact one, the Maine Constitution, Article 9, Section 8, requires all property be assessed at its just value, which equals to market value. A large number of Rockland properties are not assessed equally. That information has been shared with city councils and city staff for over a year, and the tax assessor agrees. Fact two, Title 36, Part 2, Chapter 102, Subparagraph 5, Assessing Standards. A municipality should have a 70% minimum assessments ratio and no greater than 110% of its just value. Rockland is at 58%. The city must correct the ratio according to state law. Fact three, Title 36, Part 2, Chapter 105, Subparagraph 4-B, Maine Resident Homestead Property Tax Exemption. Currently, the state only reimburses 73%. This new legislation allows the city to receive 3 percentage points over the percentage for the previous year until the percentage of reimbursement reaches 100%. This begins April 1, 2023. At the city's current ratio, which is closer to 60%, Rockland would receive $0 in reimbursement. The money that the city doesn't receive from the state will require increase in resident tax bills to fund the city budget. Don't be fooled. There are property owners that have not been paying their fair share of taxes. They will try to explain that we are in a market anomaly, their words, and everyone's taxes will increase. Fact is that this time, critical revaluation equalization must happen now. If it is kicked down the road, all property owners will see property taxes go up, but especially those Rockland homeowners who claim exemptions. And spoiler alert, real estate prices aren't coming down to pre-pandemic levels ever. It's interesting to learn that a real estate professional who just purchased a property for over $1 million claims that we are in a market anomaly. I would think twice before working with an agent who should know better than to spend that kind of money if it is truly a market anomaly, as they claim. In summary, the city must complete the revaluation and equalization, not only as required by Maine state law, but for the good of the taxpayers and for the good of the city. It should be done right with oversight so that everyone is assessed and taxed equally based on just value under the Maine Constitution. Thank you, Bill.